Hey everybody, welcome back to the DevOps Lab. This week I am joined by Vinicius Apollinario, and we're going to be talking about Windows Server 2012 moving all the way to Azure Kubernetes Service with the Azure Migrate Service. It's pretty amazing stuff and very easy. Very cool, don't miss it. Hey everybody, welcome back to the DevOps Lab. I'm Damien, and today we are talking to Vinicius Apollinario about moving from Windows Server 2012 to AKS with Azure Migrate. So welcome to the show, Vinicius.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
So I guess the first question is, there's a lot of words in this title, right? The first question would be, why are we even talking about this? Why would we want to move from, you know, Windows Server to AKS?
Yeah. So over the years, we've seen a lot of positives in using containers, and then containers orchestration came with Kubernetes, and we are seeing a lot of customers migrating to that modality of running distributed applications, born in the cloud applications, and so on and so on. However, we are also seeing a lot of customers that are still struggling with end of support of Windows Server, for example. So you are running, for example, Windows Server 2008 or Windows Server 2012, which is actually the next one to hit end of support. And your development team not necessarily is working on all the apps that are deployed in production today. How do you deal with end of support for the operating system if you still have production applications running that you need to maintain and so on and so on? So one trend that we are seeing with customers is, how do I modernize my application even if I don't have access to the code or I can't change the code of the application, but I guarantee that I'm running with the latest and greatest operating system. But not only that, I can manage those applications that were created years ago alongside with the net new applications that are being deployed today with the latest frameworks and so on. So that's the main goal. Ensure that your applications that exist today, that you are running in production, that you need to maintain, can live side by side with the net new applications, and that you can manage them the same way in the Kubernetes model in this case.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we often think about, you know, moving to more modern architectures and more modern applications. Like, that's a lot of work, is to pick up this code base. And like you said, you may not even have access to that code base or access to people who know what it looks like. So yeah, this sounds like a kind of a win-win situation. Can you show us what that looks like? I think the best way of talking about it would be to have a look.
Absolutely. I love presentations where I don't have a lot of PowerPoint slides. So I actually just have one that actually goes through, let me just click here. It actually goes through what the process looks like, right? So just explaining, because there are a series of steps that you have to go through in order to modernize the application. And just to clarify, we're not changing the code of the application in this case, but that doesn't take off the value of refactoring your application to a newer framework and moving to the latest and greatest from the development team as well. But with that said, let's take a look at what the process looks like. So first, we have to take a look at our existing application. So let's look at the server that the application is running. I'm going to show the application running. And then you have to package your application into what we call a container image. A container image is basically a package that reproduces your application exactly the same way, because it's a container, on whatever environment you're using. So if you decide to run on premises, in the cloud, dev, or prod, the container will behave exactly the same way always. Next, we need to put this container image in a place that is accessible for the hosts that are actually going to run the application, and that's called a registry. So in our case, we'll be using Azure Container Registry, an Azure service available for Azure customers. And then from there, what we're going to do is we're going to deploy into AKS. Okay. Caveats here. If you have done this process before, you know you need to write a few things. First, a Docker file. So you have to write a Docker file, which is a recipe on how your container image is actually built. And then a YAML file that describes how to deploy that container image as an application composed by multiple containers, a service for load balancing, and so on, So your application can be deployed on AKS. So let's go through the process. Let's take a look at our Server 2012 machine so we can look at what's going on there. So this is a Windows Server 2012 machine running with IIS. In our case, we'll be using the process to export a ASP.NET application. As you can see, it's a vanilla deployment of IIS. I just have my default application pools. I have my Vinibeer application, which is the application I'm going to talk about in a second, deployed as a virtual directory here inside of IIS. Nothing new. If you ever opened IIS, this is how IIS shows your application. Now let's look at the application actually up and running. So let's move to Internet Explorer because this is still Windows Server 2012. Yep. And basically what this application is I like to brew beer at home. So one of the processes that you have to go through when you brew beer at home is you have to put sugar in your as part of your recipe to carbonate and generate CO2. In order to do that, you have to know how much sugar you should be adding depending on your beer, this style of the beer, and so on. So what the application does is you say what is the beer you're going to produce, and I love Hefeweizen. So the temperature we're storing this is 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and we're producing 5 gallons of beer. As you can see, the application shows me how much sugar, depending on the type of sugar, I should be adding to my recipe. So application up and running, no problems with the application itself, but it's running on 2012. We need to modernize this from a system perspective and get it up and running in AKS. So that's our challenge. Move this application to a modern solution like AKS.
Okay. And this isn't a .NET Core app or anything?
No.
Modern that's going to migrate? This is
not at all. This is running ASP.NET framework. This application was written for ASP.NET, for .NET Framework 3.3. It's nice. Running on IIS 8 because this is Windows Server 2012. It's really old.
Yeah, there's no smoke and mirrors here. It's something you might actually need to move. Yep. Okay.
Exactly. So with that, let's move to our environment where we're going to deploy Azure Migrate App Containerization. So App Containerization is currently in public preview. So if you go to the Azure portal, basically what you have to do is you can search for the Azure Migrate services. Then it will show the regular services. And under Explore More, you also have web apps to container. And as you can see, we have two options, ASP.NET and Java, as you saw in this slide where I showed the original the source of the application. And basically what you do is you download this PowerShell script that you just run in a 2019 or Windows 10 machine. And then it will install all the prerequisites and as well as the application itself for you. So I already did that process. It takes a few minutes. And as you can see, we have a icon in the desktop. So go into the application itself now on Microsoft Edge, of course. The demo we're going to do is on ASP.NET, but we also support Java on Tomcat for Linux. This is private preview, so we're accepting the licenses. You see that there are some prerequisites here, including web deploy that's actually used to go and export the application from the old server. We're going to provide our Azure credential, and we need to authenticate with that. Because this is a machine and not exactly a user that is going to perform the operation, you have to do a device login. So I'm using my Microsoft account here. Of course, Microsoft asked me for multi-factor authentication, so I'm going to approve that. I can close this now. And going back to the app itself, now we have our tenant. So I'm using the Microsoft tenant and my subscription here. Let's see, we have the DevOps VNAP, which is my account. So let's select that subscription. And here is where you start to actually provide some information about the source of your application. So we provide the IP address of or the name of the server. We provide the username and the password that has privileges to go in and access the server. We check if all the prerequisites are installed on that server, including web deploy. We check for the version of PowerShell installed there. We check for WinRM. So all the configuration is checked. If something goes wrong, we give you an error that actually leads you to configure the server correctly. And once that is configured correctly, we go and we discover the applications running on that server. So here you have a nice view of what I just showed on the IIS window. You have the default website, you have the IP address of the virtual machine, and then you have a few things about the application itself. So let's take a look at those. The first thing I want to do is I want to select the default website because that's what we are going to export. And here you have the configuration that you can actually go and parameterize. And what this means is on IIS, you have a few set of configurations that you can take off the image. So instead of having this hard-coded into your application, you can now move the, for example, which is the case here, change the database connection to be hard-coded in the application and move it to your YAML file in the specification of how your application is actually deployed. This is important because if you are moving this from 2012 on-premises to AKS, you probably need to move the database as well. You are going to probably move from a SQL database running on an older version of SQL Server to SQL on Azure for managed instances, for example. So your connection string changes in that case. Instead of hard coding the string in the application inside of the container image, what we do is we export that as a parameter that then you can change at a later stage.
Yep. Great.
The next thing is, let's say you have other folders in your server that also need to be mapped into the image. You can do that by either saying, I want part of the image, hard-coded in the image, or as a persistent volume. And what that means is that we're going to use Azure Disks to provide a persistent volume that is not hard-coded again in the container image. So you can have a persistent volume and then multiple containers accessing that persistent volume concurrently. So options that you have here, I did not use any for my application, but you have those options as part of the app containerization.
Yep.
Okay. Next, what we are going to do is we are going to provide a name for our container. I'm going to call it VinnieBeer container. You can click continue to create the image. And now, as I mentioned, we have to store this in a registry. So we can either select an existing registry or create a new registry, which is what we're going to do here. So I'm going to select my subscription. In this case, I'm going to use an existing resource group, the container demo, the ACR name. So this is the registry name that is going to be used in our case, the location of the registry, which is important because of latency from the host. I'm going to use the basic SQL for the container registry. There's more information in the documentation. And then the image itself. I'm going to select this as the container I want to build. As you can see, the Docker file was built for me, so there's no need to write a Docker file in with Azure Migrate. All I have to do is click Build and await for the build process to complete. Moving on, once the image was built, what I can do is I can click Continue. And now we are going to specify the information about our cluster. Again, I can use an existing cluster, or I can create a new cluster on AKS. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm going to use the same resource group. The cluster name in this case will be VinnieBeer Demo. The location here, I'm going to use the same one as I used to create the registry. There are replication options, by the way. Here I select what is the size of the virtual machine I want to use to run my container. So this is for the Windows Server pool that is going to be created on AKS. Windows name and a password. I can click Create. And again, by the magic of demos, we have our cluster created here, and we can move on with the process of deploying the application itself. Usually, the build process for the container image takes about 20 minutes. For creating the cluster, it takes about 6 to 7 minutes. So let's move on here with the continue. Now, I already provided the AKS cluster. If I had choose the Azure file share, that's the place I was going to select. Here, we are going to specify a few sets of configurations for my application. So for example, I want 3 replicas of the pods for my application. But I could also say, what is the certificate that I'm going to use to map into the website? in case I was using HTTPS. And as you can see, the YAML file, just like the Docker file, was generated for me based on all the inputs that I provided for the application here in Azure Migrate. You see the image there. You see all the configuration for the pods. All of this configuration you can change by hand if you want. So we can click there and edit all the configuration. And this is the final part where we get to deploy the application on AKS. Again, this takes a few minutes. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I love the fact that so far you haven't actually written any of this stuff. And this is a big learning curve usually.
Exactly. Just
writing that YAML and anything. So, yeah.
Yep. One of the barriers that we want to remove is how do I deploy my first application into AKS, get it running, understand how the process works and everything else. So basically what we're doing is we are building based on specific configurations for ASP.NET that we understand how they work. We are eliminating that barrier of entry of writing a Docker file, writing a YAML file, connecting to multiple Azure services in different places, and making it a one consistent step-by-step guidance. The users can just follow and see if errors come up, they can fix the error and move to the next step.
Yeah, that's great. So that's been deployed.
Exactly. So basically what the tool now is telling me is, well, this was deployed and we got an IP address because you deployed also a load balancer that is now servicing your pods in the back end. So what we can do here is we can click the link here. It gives me some information about the services that are running, the stateful set, but more importantly, the pods are ready because they take it takes a few minutes for them to actually download the image and get it running. So let's get that IP address, check the application. And again, the application is exactly the same. We did not change the code of the application, so we were expecting that it would work exactly the same. But the most important thing here is that the application is up and running now in the Kubernetes model, where I can manage this application alongside with the other applications that I'm managing in Kubernetes, in our case, in AKS.
Yeah, that's amazing. So this whole process takes a little bit longer than this demo, obviously, but it's very quick for picking up a ASP.NET application and migrating it. I'm assuming it's pretty similar for Java if you were using that as well.
Exactly. The process is very similar. We extract the application from a running server. We build an image. Based on that image, we store it on ACR. With the image on ACR, the process is pretty much exactly the same. Of course, there are differences between the images itself. There are differences between the parameters that you can export or remove from the container image from Windows or Linux. But other than that, specifics from the operating system, the process is exactly the same.
Right. That's awesome. If people want to get started, I think you mentioned that this is in private preview or public preview at the moment.
It's currently in public preview. One important aspect is because it's in public preview, we are listening to customer feedback. So if people want to let us know a new scenario that they would like to see, new types of application that they would like to containerize, they want changes in the process, we are open to feedback in this case. Just let us know what you think about the tool and how the process goes for you.
That's awesome. So we'll put all these links in the show notes as well and give it a try if this is something that's going to be useful to you. As Vinicius said, love your feedback on how this is working for you as well. Very cool tool. Thank you so much for showing us, Vinicius.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show. And I'm looking forward for the customer feedback on this.
Cool. And to everybody else, see you on the next DevOps Lab.